All right, so here we are in the car again, and it's been an interesting week. It's only Wednesday, but a few interesting things have happened. First of all, I was working on a book app with my iPad, with the iPads at school. What we're trying to do is create a book, and I found one called DemiBook Composer. And it allows you to put your own pictures and your own text, and I believe your own audio, but I haven't quite figured that out, into a book that you can create, which then you're supposed to be able to submit to the Apple Store for publication. But what I really wanted to do was just have the kids make their own book. My end goal is to have the kids make a book in second grade about the instruments in the orchestra, but we're kind of doing a test run right now to kind of work the kinks out. I had sat down with the app last week to try and figure out basically how things worked, and I found where you could insert a text box, but I couldn't figure out how to get rid of the dummy text and put my own text in. And I swear I spent 2 days sitting with this iPad and all my free time at school trying to figure out what was I doing wrong. I could not figure it out. I asked a couple of my techie teacher friends to no avail. No one could figure out how to get the text to change or erase or whatever. And in a moment of frustration on Monday morning, I decided that I really wanted to use this app, and so what I wanted to do was figure it out, and I didn't know how, and so I thought I had the iPads reserved for the whole entire day on Monday, and my goal was just to put the iPads in the hands of every class and tell them I needed to figure out how to get this text fixed. And however long it took to get that to happen, if it took every class that day, I was willing to sacrifice that because I wanted to use this app that badly. It's a free app, so I think there's a lot of really cool things I could do with it. I got to my first class, which is a class of second graders, and I am not joking. It took them 10 minutes to figure out how to change the text. What I learned from this is that I need to start relying more on my kids. Instead of pounding my head against the wall, I just need to say, this is a new app, we're trying it out, and spend a couple class periods and let them do the work of figuring out how things work. Because then I could figure out 20 things instead of just one thing, because I could have assigned so-and-so to figure out how to do text, another person how to do pictures. But in the end, we got it figured out. So in my other classes, I was able to use an app called Doodle Buddy to have them draw a picture of something from the Christmas concert. After about 2 classes, I had to start specifying that I did not want another picture of us standing on the risers singing, since we were making a book. I didn't want a book full of pictures of us standing on the risers singing. So they had to start thinking a little bit more creatively, a little bit more outside of the box. And we're going to take the pictures that they drew in Doodle Buddy this week. And next week on Monday, when I get the iPads again for the whole day, we're going to import them into the DemiBook Composer app and add our sentence of text describing what our picture is all about. And then I hope to see if we can look through the books that we've created and find one that looks good, send it into publish, and see how that works out, because I've never done that before. So that is thing number one that was fantastic. Thing number two that was fantastic is my kids have really gotten into Doodlebug. They've really just done some nice artwork with it. I was surprised at how quickly some of them have done what they've done. What I've been frustrated with is that since I only have 25-minute periods, and you have to do a little bit of talking about the app, how to basically make it work, each kid only got about 3 to 5 minutes to draw their picture, which I know is not enough time. So I'm hoping that when we finally get around to doing the pictures for the instrument families, I can give the kids a few more seconds to draw. The problem is that Doodle Buddy does not let you save and bring something back up, so they're going to have to get it done in a one class period shot. So that's what's been going on in my classroom this week. Thanks for listening.